four in that lineup are people that I have personally mentored. And I've also talked to dozens of people who have not made $1 million in a day but have done very well, and they've told me they were somebody who used my Killer Copy Tactics course, which is online and has been online for 7 years, longer than anyone else's multimedia course, and they told me that after they'd taken everything else, this finally put the pieces together for them. So I guess what I'm saying is I have proof, which is something I may hold your feet to the fire a little about in this letter.
Well, good, good. I'm very glad to do that, and we're doing something unique and special in the sense that usually this kind of candid assistance to a business owner in the form of a copy critique or a copy chat is usually done, you know, privately, but we're doing a public event and even a public replay event. So I'm very eager to get into this. For those of you who are listening live via the web, you can just click the button, Bring Me the World, and that will open right into the very copy, the very sales page, even though typically, and you might find this interesting as a verbal copywriting strategy, David, I would, on most calls, if people listen to my other calls, I call it an event page or an information page.
I think that's a very good use of words. I do want to say why I've decided to hold nothing back.
Please.
It wouldn't be valuable to you,
yes.
Really. It may be a little uncomfortable at times, Holly, but it wouldn't be as valuable to you, and it won't be nearly as valuable to people if I say, well, you know, that's a great headline there. That's a good this. When you do something right, I'm going to tell you very loudly.
Oh, thank you.
But if there's something missing or you really stepped in it, I'm going to tell you that too.
Well, excellent, and I'm eager to do that. And I will make one quick point that the only thing being split test on this sales letter that I know of for sure is the headline.
Mm.
So when we talk about the headline, those of you who are listening live or listening on the replay, you may notice some specifically different words, but we'll just focus on whatever you see on your screen, David. For
today. Thank you.
Yeah. So let's go right into it, shall we?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, question for you, and this is a question anyone should think about when they're putting up a web page. How are people getting here? Is this mostly from people who know you or Mike or Tom or Donna or Brett, your partners in the seminar? Is it from AdWords ads? Is it from affiliates?
That's a great point that you're making. Most of the people who are coming to this page are coming from one of two and a half sources. Number one, they are people who are already friends and familiar with Mr. Mike Filsay, Mr. Tom Waugh, Ms. Donna Fox, Mr. Brett McFall, or myself. Or they are somebody who is familiar with and is specifically being endorsed by one of the faculty members who are presenting live at the event in San Francisco. And then the third case, there are definitely people, and they're a wonderful contribution to the overall effort, and those would be the affiliates or the people who have decided to recommend and promote the event to the people that they know.
Okay. All right. So it's always a warm referral.
Yes.
There's some connection with somebody that they have some relationship and some trust in, and they say, here, take a look at this. I think you should attend this event,
yes.
Or I think you should at least look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that'll buy you a little bit of wiggle room because your very first line, ATTN, which I think most people, but not everybody knows, means attention.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't worked in a bureaucracy, you probably don't know that means attention. This event is powered by Fusion. Attend these 4 days only if you're ready to heat up your bank account. That's what I call navel-gazing copy. You're looking at your own navels, guys.
Uh-huh.
I don't just mean you. I mean you and Mike and Tom and Donna and Brett.
And Donna's navel is pierced, by the way, so it's much more interesting to look at for many people.
For many people and herself, and yet you don't show that in the letter. That's really another issue, isn't it? You see, I looked at that, and when you print out the pages, I don't think you get to page 3.
Okay.
You have to get to page 3 until I'm not sure where it is. It's a ways before you explain what that means. No,
oh,
it's at the bottom of page 2.
Okay. Good point.
So a lot of people don't know what it means. Now, because it's not a cold lead, because they're not coming from, say, an AdWords ad, it's going to buy you a little bit of time, but they don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. And you guys do, and you're so caught up in the fact that it's a fusion between two leading internet marketing events, which is a great point. I'm not saying it's a bad point. I'm saying the way you did it in the copy, you're going to get people going, I wonder what that means. And it's not the kind of curiosity that necessarily works in your favor.
Gotcha.
I don't think it works against you, so I'd call it neutral, okay?
But what I really appreciate about what you're saying is that you're highlighting the fact that just like the old expression that you only have a few seconds to make a first impression and a lasting one at that, that's all the more true on a web page, isn't it?
All the more true. If you have 10 seconds with a direct mail sales letter, you got about three. Now, one thing you've got in your favor is people's eyes are going to go to the pictures before they read your copy.
Sure.
If they know one of you, that's fine. Mike is really famous, Mike Filsaime,
yes.
So they're
going to
know who he is, and you've got him in the left-hand slot, which people, except maybe if they read a language, it goes from the page,
uh-huh.
goes right to left, they're going to start on the left.
Mm-hmm.
So that's most of the people looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's good, but yeah, you get maybe 3 seconds as opposed to 10. You really got to move fast. Fortunately, the graphic and the photos will buy you some time there. So yeah, I like to go for every edge.
Yeah.
And you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 words in your first sentence, and then attend these 4 days. I think people know what that means if you're ready to heat up your bank account. But the problem with an image like that or with a metaphor like that is someone can imagine all their money catching on fire.
Sure.
It's a little clever, fusion causes a very hot reaction that heats things up.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say when you use a double meaning, you want every possible aspect of the double meaning to work in your favor.
Gotcha. That's a good point. And certainly, even if we thought about like raising the temperature on your business, somebody could think, whoa, that means I'm under the heat lights or something. So that's a good.
That's right. I'm going to be sweating all day. That I didn't go into business to sweat all day.
Right. Right.
But yeah, so you really you have to think about these things, I believe. Okay, you're only 4 days away from internet business success. I love that, but one of the things I'd like you to consider is that when people read stuff like this, and I know that's sort of your slogan, and I know that what's neat about that slogan is that you prove it over and over again. You show how people have done stuff in 72 hours.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have some case examples within the first few screenfuls.
Yes.
No, it's more than the first few. It's like on the page 9 and 10 of a printout.
A printout, okay.
Okay, so that's all right. But here's again a problem with that.
Okay.
Today, as we record this, it's August 16th. 3 to 4 days would be August 19th to August 20th, and yet it says September 13th to 16th. So the little event planner, the little calculator,
right.
the little time manager in my head is saying, wait a second, if I'm only 3 or 4 days away from internet business success, what is this September 13th? That's like almost 30 days away. What's going on here?
Right. And what I like that you're pointing out here is it's about kind of being internally congruent within
mm-hmm.
the sales letter, but even more, you're really kind of taking the viewpoint. You're looking at it without any filters. So you're saying, let's look at every way that these words could be interpreted.
Yes, and thank you for saying that. That's what I do. And the problem is that's what the market does. You don't know
right.
how people are going to look at things, but to get the maximum number of them
yeah.
buying or at
yeah.
least staying with your message, you have to assume the worst case and work up from that.
And consider this, David. Somebody could have a wedding in 4 days from now.
That's right.
And now just decide that they're not a qualified buyer.
That's
leave
right.
my site.
Or they could be going on vacation.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so yeah. So, I doubt this is killing you, but
sure,
I do think it may be. Because remember, when we write these things, and I know you had a big hand in writing this copy, and you spent hours on it, and you're poring over every word, and you're thinking about it, and you really get to know the copy, and you hope that they're going to read everything. The only person who reads everything is me, because I'm critiquing it,
right.
and you and your partners.
Right.
Now, occasionally you will get a buyer who is very analytical, or you will get a buyer who's very excited, and after they've bought, they'll go back to it, and they'll say, and they'll savor it, because, oh man, I'm really looking forward to this, and so they'll go through every word. Most people skim.
Yes.
They hop, you know, there's grasshopper, you know, from one, grasshopper mind syndrome. They just go from one part to another. So they'll just bop around the screen, they might, you know, start scrolling down fast, and they see, saying about Vince Tan from Malaysia, $5,000, that's interesting. Tim Brocklehurst, I'm not interested in what he had to do. Michael in 32,000 in 72 hours, that's cool. Carlo, only 19,000, I don't want to read, you know. And that's how people read.
Sure, sure. Or you know, I mean, like the point that you're making to talk about that as well, they might see this picture of the butterfly marketing package, which is included as a bonus.
Right.
Even though that, you know, it's like a $1,500 value included with anyone who enrolls for the event at our early bird pricing of $497, they might think, oh, this is a course.
That's right.
It might be smart to take that photo and actually put bonus for enrollment.
Oh yeah, it would be great. You could take what do you call it, cargo type, the type that looks like it's stenciled, mm-hmm. and you could just put it right across the top of the picture. Bonus and you know, passport bonus.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. There's a problem in that in school, and especially if you're in sort of entertainment or you're doing anything that's hip or cool or seminar promotion, which is sort of a cool hip world, you're taught to be cool. So you don't want to state the obvious because that would make you look like a dolt, right?
Yeah,
that'd make you look really dumb. Now, just the opposite here. You have to state the obvious. Because of the way people read.
Right, right.
Because you're right, they could think, they're selling me this course? I don't want to do that. I like seminars, but I don't really like DVDs. So
that's not terrible.
yeah. That could happen.
Yeah,
okay.
No, truly. Well, and I think that's the point that we're talking about. You know, when you're talking about marketing, it takes a lot of eyeballs to see it. In order to have a lot of sales. So you're always dealing with something called the law of large numbers.
And that's right.
Basically what that says is that anything that can happen will.
Anything that can happen will. And, you know, it makes people like me a little unpleasant for family members when I start telling them everything that can go wrong, and they say, David, just would you cool out? You're not at work anymore. I say, sorry, the mind doesn't turn off when it's trained to think that way. It never stops.
Sure.
But yeah, it's true. But you know, the thing is, I mean, here's the worst thing about it, Paulie. It's not the sale you're going to lose. It's the fact that for some people, this seminar is the wrong place to be. For some people, it's the right place to be. And you could be depriving someone of an opportunity to change their life because you didn't suck them into the ladder.
So you really
got to think about that every turn.
Yeah, the copy really is a gift to your future.
It is. For the qualified person that it's going to make a difference for, it's a gift. Absolutely. And the key thing, and this is very hard, and I know this is easy for you to understand because you've been around the block, but a lot of people to understand, you don't want everybody, and you actually want to push away the people it's wrong for. They won't be happy, and then you won't be happy when they aren't happy. But for the people it's for, you want to do everything you can to get them to understand why it's right for them.
You know, since we were just talking about this this item that started with attention that's sometimes called a kicker,
mm-hmm.
and the point that you're making about, you know, it's okay for some people to leave, sometimes a really smart, maybe even something that could be done here, is since we're really talking to people who have or want to have an internet business that where they can learn how to make more money online, we might even say, attention, internet marketers and those looking to make money online. I mean, we could really kind of just...
Yeah, or you don't even need to say attention. You can just say, if you're an internet marketer or you want to learn to make money online,
mm-hmm.
you need to know about the dot, dot, dot.
Gotcha.
Right? And that way it calls them out. The other thing is, you don't want to say attention internet marketers because you're not talking, you know... as big as the computer has become, I have yet to find out, and I know I know of family businesses where mom and dad and the kids and everybody's involved. I've never seen people huddle around the computer reading it all at once. They read it one at a time.
Right.
So you'd want to say, if you are, as opposed to attention internet marketers.
Okay,
so let's talk about the pictures.
Okay.
Okay. This might get a little personal, but I don't care because I'm trying to help you.
Okay.
Let's talk about hair.
Yeah.
Hair. Now, Mike Filsaime, sort of like me, he's doing the best with what he's got left.
Okay.
Tom Wa, honestly, his hair looks like a television news anchor. He has
okay.
great hair, and he does a great job with it.
Yes.
Donna's lovely. She's absolutely stunning.
Yes.
Brett, well, he decided not to have any left, so he's got that very hip, you know, shaved head look.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, you have a nice haircut, and you have nice hair, but it just looks at... Now, I know you're a really bright guy, sort of an Einstein type of guy. Your hair looks just a little unkempt. It looks like the bangs in the front, they're just a little too casual.
They don't know where to go. Okay.
Well, you could put a little pomade on it, or you could get your photographer to do some kind of trick. It's not a big deal, but, you know, it might put a few people off.
Good.
And on the other hand, people might say, oh, God, there's a regular-looking guy, and all these other people look like movie stars, and he looks pretty good, but his hair is a little... But I would go for the really professional, just, you know, the little touches.
Well, this is a good. On the 30th of this month, we're having a call with Mary Mazzullo of Seminar Photography.
I know Mary. She took. I don't know. She took the picture you used. She took a picture I use a lot.
Yeah, not the picture of me, but I'm scheduling my time there, so I'll make sure I also have my hair and makeup.
She took the picture of me on this website.
Yeah.
Mary took that picture. She's
she
very, very good. She would never let you get away with your hair like that. And you can check with her.
Okay, thank you.
Good. You're welcome.
By the way, on that point, let me ask a corresponding question, because sometimes, you know, you're putting up a picture maybe of a testimonial.
Right.
Is the point that you're making here as important with testimonial?
No. Remember, you guys are the leaders. Like it or not, leaders are supposed to, you know, model the, standards of the, you know, best grooming and the best clothes and the best this and the best that. And so for testimonials, there's what we call the identification factor.
Mm-hmm.
People need, if you have someone, what's her name? Tracy Repchuk.
Yeah.
She looks really nice.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nice is okay, right? I mean,
nice is okay, but it's not mandatory.
Right.
Now, you don't want to have someone with ketchup and mustard dripping down their face and the shirt buttoned wrong. You know, you don't want to have a guy with the tape in his glasses, like, you know, typical nerd look, right? You know,
right.
I mean, there are limits, perhaps, right?
Yes.
But no, people want people to look where they are. Now, you want the photography to be good.
Right.
You don't want it to be, overexposed or so dark you can't see their face or anything.
Sure. These are good points, and I suspect we may talk more about that, but while we were on that subject, I wanted to hit it.
Yep.
David, let me do this. For those of you who are listening by the replay line, go ahead and get ready to hit the play on the next player now. And give me one second.